Okay, we are on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Today's Taf is Daf Chaf. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis, second to last line, Amar Rav Mari. Again, just one note, a week from Sunday, May 6th, is the CM on Seder Moed in YU and Yeshiva University, and we invite everybody, all of our listeners, Mikan and outside, wherever you are, to join us. I think it'll be a wonderful chizuk for us to see each other, to learn with each other. Again, they're working out the final details of the schedule. There will be two shiurim, like there usually is in Kol Yom Rishon. The first one will be given, I think, by Rabbi J.J. Schachter, and I'm going to be giving the second one in conjunction with making a siyum. So I don't know exactly if I'm going to make the first shiur is always at 9:30, the second one's about 10:30, and everything will be finished by 11:30. If anybody is going to the parade in the afternoon, if it's a busy day, Lag BaOmer, so that won't be a problem. Everything will be finished by 11:30, but again, the exact schedule for the CM will be first at 10:30 or a little later. Some, but that will be worked out, and I will announce it on the air when the details are finalized. But again, everybody's invited, and it will be wonderful to get together and learn together with each other. Okay, Amar Rav Mari, second to last line on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rav Mari, Shma Mino. Says Rav Mari, what do you see from our Mishnah that we had yesterday on Yud Tes Amud Beis? Shma Mino, Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh KeKodesh Damu. Chulin, that is, you behave with Chulin, you treat it like Taras HaKodesh KeKodesh. What does that mean? Rashi explains, a person who usually eats Kachim and accepts to eat even his chulin in a kachim way, so that his family, you know, gets used to eating kachim in the way that kachim is supposed to be eaten. So that's considered chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So says the Rav Mari, we know that from our Mishnah. How do we know that from our Mishnah? That's what the Gemara asks now. Mimai, how do you know from our Mishnah that chulin, that is nasu al taras hakodesh, chulin that you treat like the level of karbanos is like karbanos? So says the Gemara, choice number one, shot number one, midelo ketani b'umayla. From the fact that there is no separate level in the Mishnah of chulin shena'asu al taras hakodesh, so doesn't that show that that is included in the category of kodesh? After all, the Mishnah had the levels of chulin, meiser, truma, kodesh, mechatas. So you see, there is no separate level of chulin shena'asu al taras hakodesh, so it must be included in kodesh. When the Mishnah says kodesh, it includes chulin shena'asu al taras hakodesh. Says the Gemara, no. Vidilma, maybe that's not true. Vidilma hai de loktani bu maila, di idamu le truma, hatani truma. Vidama le chulin, hatani chulin. No, it could very well be that there is no, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is not included in kodesh, which Rav Mari was trying to prove, because there is no Tana that holds that. He was trying to say that this is the Tana that holds it. Really, maybe it's included in one of the other two categories of chulin and truma. Because after all, we have a machlokas tanoim about chulin and truma. The tanan or tanya, the tanan as the Mishnah says, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, harehin chulin. Tanakama says that chulin that is nasu al taras hakodesh, you treat like chulin, meaning it's nothing special. So you, as a gavra, are treating it in a special way, but halachically it's still called chulin. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Sadak Omer, harehin ketruma. And we say, no, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Sadak, we treat it like truma. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, there's no raya from our Mishnah that you treat it like kodesh. Because who says it will be included in the kodesh category? Maybe it's included in the chulin or the truma category. L'may nafkamina, whether you treat it like chulin, treat it like truma. So the big nafkamina, at least number one, is can it become tameh? We said yesterday, 2 days ago, that chulin can become, at most, at worst, a sheni latoma. Truma and kodesh can become a shlishi latruma. Kodesh can become a revi latruma. So the question is, what about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? So if you say it's like chulin, so that's what it means. It can't become any more tamei than any other regular chulin. While Rav Elazar Reb Sadok says, no, you treat it like truma, which means this chulin, if it touches a sheni, can become a shlishi. And that's it. There's nobody, though, in this Mishnah, and the Gemara was trying to prove it, that it could become even a revi like kodesh. The Chazon Ish has a suffix in Tful Yom. The amazing thing about the Chazon Ish is that his volume on Seder Taurus is just as fat as his volume on all the other parts of Torah. As his Aruch Chaim and his Chosha Mishpat and Eben Ezer. So he writes in Tful Yom in Beis Beis, he has a suffix. He says, Veshnus topic, Reb Elazar Reb Sadok, to Amar Kitruma, Yidavka le'inyan she'ein shlishi shebehen posel as la kodesh, kamer she'ein kitruma, He says, not sure how far do you go with this comparison and this categorization of treating it like truma. Does that mean it's like truma for many halachos? Or is it just specifically for this one that it cannot become a revi? So he has a suffik and he goes back and he proves it one side, but that's his suffik. How serious do we take this comparison? So says the Gemara, so you can't prove it from that line of the Mishnah, the fact that it might be included in the Kodesh category. So Elami Seifa. So Elami Seifa, so we learned it from the Seifa. If yesterday we spent most of our time on the beginning of Amud Aleph, today we'll be spending most of the time on the last four lines of Amud Aleph. Elami Seifa. Maybe we know it from the Seifa. Yosi ben Yuezer, Hayachasid Shebekahuna, the Seifa of our Mishnah said that Yosi ben Yuezer was a chasid in a kahuna, meaning he was osek in truma, vaisim et pachto medrash lakodesh, and his clothing, his begadim, was medrash lakodesh. As we mentioned, every higher level of kedusha treats the people who are knowing the lower level of kedusha in a way that is as if it's tamei to them. And Yochanan begudgada haya ochal ataras lakodesh kol yamav. Yochanan begudgada ate his chulin altaras lakodesh all his life. So the Mishnah says that his begadim are considered medris, are considered tamei for the kedusha of mechatas. So says the Gemara, lachatas in lekodesh lo. Shouldn't we be mendayeg from our Mishnah that only for the level of chatas we say that these begadim, which are in the category of chulin shenas mataras lekodesh, is a problem, but lekodesh, but for kodesh itself, lo, it wouldn't be a problem. So you see, chulin shenas mataras lekodesh would not be considered medris for kodesh itself. So alma kesavar chulin shenas mataras lekodesh ki kodesh damu. Period. So we have a Tana that holds that way. So now we have a three-way machlokas tanoim, where the chulin shenas mataras lekodesh is like chulin, is like truma. Those are the two shitas that were quoted. Or is it like kodesh, which we can be b'dayik from our Mishnah? Period. New topic. Now the Gemara gets into the sugya of Hesach Hadas. It says by truma by kodesh that we have to guard truma. Ushmartem. We have to guard hektish. What does guard mean? So we know by matzah and by chametz, which we'll talk about a little bit later, that it means guard it from chametz. So by truma and by kodesh. So what does the guarding mean? Does that also just mean make sure it doesn't become tamei? That's what it definitely means on a certain level. But the Ramban and Chulin on Daf Beis writes that shmira means you have to make sure that it doesn't even get into a state of slight suffix. Not just vaday tuma guarded from, but even into a state of slight suffix. That's what shmira means. Shmira means shmira meula. Make sure there's nothing that smacks of tuma. Nothing that smacks is even a suffix tuma. Out of that idea comes the sugya of Hesach Hadas, as we're about to have, and that is that if there is even a slight Hesach Hadas by Truma, by Kachim, we will say that there's automatic Tumah there, even though you basically know for sure that there is no Tumah. But because there was some type of break in a person's mindset, a focus on this Truma, on this Karban, we will say automatically Tumah has been Shora here, and therefore you have to treat it as if it's Tumah. Even though you know it's been in front of you and there's no tumma on it. But still, if there is a halachic hesach hadas, a break of your mindset on this item, so then we will treat it as tummy. So we're going to have three different examples right now of hesach hadas, and the Gemara later on will talk about each of these three examples. So number one, Amar Rabbi Yonasa ben Elazar. Nafla ma'afar tohemenu. Say somebody's scarf falls off. And it's right in front, somebody's scarf falls off. And I'm like, and I see my friend is near my scarf, and I say, can you please pick it up for me? And he gives it to him, and he picks up the scarf, and he gives it to me. I saw it the whole time. I see my scarf. It fell down. My friend's picking it up for me. He gives it to me. Tameya. Tameya, the scarf is now Tameya. Why? Even if the guy who picked it up is tar. Because as we will see later on, a person only has real Shmira mindset if something is in his hand. If it's not in his hands, if it's in the hand of his friend, his mindset is broken somewhat, and therefore that would constitute a Hesach Hadas. That's what the Rashi says in the last line of Dibur Maskel Tumeya. Ulo machmirin betaros have a Hesach Hadas Tumah. Right? Hesach Hadas creates Tumah because it is not in your hand. Why? Just because it's in your friend's hand, is there a creation of Hesach Hadas? As we'll see later on, I'll mention it already now, though, that Rashi says it here, that if my friend picks it up, my friend thinks, hey, the guy who asked me to pick it up doesn't know if I'm Tamei or Tahar. and yet he asked me to pick it up. So he must not care if this gets Tame, if this gets Tahar. So the person himself is not so careful with it, and the person who owes it is not holding it now. So that's why there is this Hesach Hadas that creates Tumah in this case.
Even if he watches him pick it up?
That's the halacha of Hesach Hadas. Again, it's not about Vadei Tumah, but it's in the mentality of that Ramban that we mentioned, that any type of slight sight suffik, you know, that already is a violation of Shmirah. Number one. Number two, Amram Yonasan ben Amram. Where's ben Amram? Amram, not such a usual common name amongst the Amoraim. Right, there is no Moshe or Avraham, as we mentioned. Amram Yonasan ben Amram. Nischalfu lo kelim shel Shabbos the kelim shel Chol. Vilavshan nitzma'u. Let's say you go to your closet and it's Tuesday and you want to take out your Tuesday suit and you by mistake take out your Shabbos suit. And all of a sudden you realize, when you realize, we'll talk about, and v'lavshan, you put it on, nitzma'u. That also creates tumah because there is a Hesach Hadas, as we will see. There is more Shmirah done on Big Day Shabbos than Big Day Chol. You're more makpid about those, and as the Gemara will explain again later on, that creates a slight halachic Hesach Hadas because you don't focus exactly on what you have. You missed something, nitzma'u, and therefore that creates tumah for again, the high level of kudshim. And finally, the third and final one, Amar Ablazer Reb Sadok, Maisa B'Shtei Nashim Chaveiros, Shenischafu L'Nklein B'Beis HaMerchatz. Two women go into the mikvah, go to the shower, and then they come out, and by the way, they switch their robes. Each one takes the other one's robe. Uba Maisa L'Fnei Rabbi Akiva V'Timon. Each one of them has the other person's robe. They weren't, and that again creates a halachic. Again, lamaisa. They know that they look around. They look at each other. There's no tumma there. But as the Gemara will explain later on, why this is a hesach hadas. But that also is a hesach hadas if it's not yours. Not just if it's yours, the wrong one. But even if it's not yours, that's the chiddush of this third one. And Rabbi Kiva said that is tumma. Before we, yeah.
So what's the svar for this? Why?
And the Gemara will explain a little bit the Svaras later on the beginning of the wide lines, as we'll get to it. But before we get to the Svaras, the Gemara just has a kasha first on it. Is this really true that we're going to focus more on the third one, but it'll relate to all of them, that a slight lack of information, I wasn't sure that what this was, Shabbos, Chol, is that really true? So before we talk about the Svaras, the why, first we're going to ask a kasha. Maskal Raboshia Elameata, but let's say, Hoshi Yodulasa, Lito Paschitin, Volta Biyoda Pasa Orim, Hachanami Dinitmes, you want to tell me that every time you lack a little bit of information, that creates a halachic Hesach Hadas, that's a vacuum there, and whenever there's a slight vacuum, Tuma rests. So let's say somebody has a basket of wheat, and he puts his hand out, in the basket to get some wheat, and lo and behold, a barley bread instead of a wheat bread comes out. You want to say that creates tumah also? Because he didn't know exactly what food he was taking out of the basket. Does that create tumah? And the Gemara says, v'chi teima hachinam, and if you want to say yes, creates tumah. Again, not tumah in terms of chulin, but let's say to treat this, to eat this al taharas hakodesh, or to treat as if your hands are still, the begadim are still tahar for kodesh, that's what we're creating. Hesach Hadas, we're saying kachim has a very high standard in terms of tumah. Any little slight variation of lack of shmira is going to create that Hesach Hadas. So it's v'chiteima hachinami, and if you want to say that it's true, if you had a slight misinformation by the food, that would also create tuma. V'hatanya, but is that really true? The Brisa says, seems to say not like that. Hamshamer sachavis b'cheska shal yayin, v'nimtzei shal shemen, tahor milatame. If you're guarding a barrel, you think there's a wine in your barrel, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, it comes out that there is oil in your barrel, it's tahor. It's tar from making anything else tameh. So you see that even if there was a lack in your mindset, it doesn't create tumah right away. So how did in the third story, had Rabbi Akiva Matameh, the two women that switched clothes, or the second story, where the person took out the wrong suit from his closet, so how does that create tumah? You see by the food case, so that just because there's a little lack of information, so it does not create tumah. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, ula taimeich, but look at according to your reasoning, look at the last line of that braisa, ema seifa v'asur milechol. In the case that you thought it was wine and it was oil, the braisa does end off, you're not allowed to eat it. So why wouldn't you be able to eat it? If everything's perfect, nothing's a problem, why are you allowed to eat it? Amai, so no more abirbia. Abirbia says, no, you know what that case is talking about? Ba'omer shmartia midvar hametama v'lo midvar haposla. No, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you know why in that case you're not allowed to eat it? It's because the person said, I guarded it to make sure things that would have been metame it didn't come in contact with it, but not from things that would have been posel it. We mentioned yesterday the difference between the verb metame and posel in Chazal. Metame means I make something tame and give it the ability to go another step, to be metame something else. Posel means I made it tame and that's the end of the line. It does not have the power to make something posel, to make something else tame. So says Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's what the guy was talking about. In the case of the guarding the barrel, you're right, fundamentally, without the information of wine versus oil, that would not have been a problem. That would have been a good shmira. And that's why we're going to end up with a question on the previous cases. So with the lack of information, there's going to be a good shmira. We're going to end up with that question. But now we're just trying to figure up pshat of the b'raisa. So says Rabbi Yirmiyah, the pshat is that he said, I guarded this barrel from anything touching it that would give the power for the contents to make something else tame. For example, an avatoma. An avatoma can make food into a rishon, and then that food can make something into a sheni. So he says, I guarded it from there. So that's why you have to be worried that it is, that you don't have to be worried that it's going to be metame something else. That's meduyik. What's the lashon of the braisa? Tahora mi letame. I guarded it, it's tar, from being metame anything else. But what I didn't guard it from is from itself becoming tamei. So that's why it says, on the one hand, you can't eat it, because it might itself be tamei, but you don't have to worry about its being mitamei something else, because I did guard it from that. We're still in the middle of the conversation here. Yeah.
What kind of food are we talking about? That it's asura?
So what kind of food? Well, any food can be nitma. Right, but anything, he would talk about somebody, let's say, who eats al taras hakodesh. So therefore, it would be, even if he's even if it's tamei. Asura milachal, yeah, I think lechora would be used. And we're talking about the context of somebody who's in a kodesh environment.
So
according to Rabbi Yirmiyah,
why can't you eat it now?
So if you're somebody who eats al taras hakodesh, or you're involved in kodesh, that's why this is tamei food, because you didn't guard it from things that would have been metameyit. Up till at a final stage, post-sale. So he asked the Gemara, do we have such a thing? Umikin in Jerusalem, Palga, what do you mean? Somebody could say, I guarded it partially? I guarded it from these items and not those items? Do we ever have such a Metzias? The Gemara says, yes, we do have such a Metzias, like in the following case. Batanya, the Tosefta says, Hoshid Yad Basal Hasal Aksefo. Let's say you have a barrel, I'm sorry, you have a basket on your shoulder, and you stick your hand into the basket to take out some food. There are dates, there are figs, there are ta'anim, Rashi says, there are figs in the basket. You stick your hand in, but besides the dates in the basket, Bahamagrefa Batoch Hasal, there is a little shovel that is also in the basket that's used to cut up the dates, or if they get stuck onto the side of the basket, so you left the shovel in there. And v'hayibolibol asal, and you had in mind to guard everything in the sal, the figs, you had in mind to guard them from tumah. V'lohayibolibol amagrefa, maybe you didn't even know the shovel was in there. Somebody just told you to take this basket and guard it, and you didn't focus on that little shovel in there. All you did was focus on the dates. Says the Gemara, hasal tar v'amagrefa tumeya. So therefore, the sal, the basket, and what's in the basket, the date, the figs, are tamei, but they are tahar, and the magrefa, the shovel's tamei, because you weren't thinking about the shovel, you're only thinking about the dates and the figs. Ask the Gemara.
So
let's see in a minute. So ask the Gemara, hasal tahar, so what did we just say? The figs are tahar and the magrefa is tamei? But one second, why doesn't the magrefa tamei the figs? Hasal tahar, to tamei a magrefa, lasal. So why doesn't the magrefa, the shovel, sitting on these figs, so the shovel should make the figs tamei? So says the hasal tahar to tamei hamagrefa lasal. Not the figs, but the basket itself, first the Gemara says. Why doesn't the shovel mitamei the basket? If the shovel is tamei, so why should the sal and the figs in it be tahar? The shovel should be mitamei the basket. Answers the Gemara, a yisod that we mentioned. Ein kli mitamei kli. A kli can never be metame another kli, right? The larger rule that this line is saying is that a person and kli can only become tame from an avatoma. So generally, where do you ever have a kli that's an avatoma? What's an avatoma? An avatoma is shech. There are some exceptions. We're going to get to Mishkav Azov. We're going to get to, not today, but hopefully sometime in the future, something called Cherev Harayu Kachalo. If you have a sword in a dead body, so that sword might have the status of an aviavos. But in general, if you have the basket, the shovel, what's the most the shovel is? The most the shovel is a rishon. Right, a dead body didn't touch it, so Matzah Shavuot is a Rishon. So another Kli can't be Nitma from a Rishon. So in Kli Matame Kli, there's no Metzius of a Kli becoming Tame from another Kli that is a Rishon. So yes, yeah? Oh, so that's the Gemara's next question. Ask the Gemara, Velutma Masha Bisal. So fine, we're not worried that the shovel is touching the basket. What about the shovel touching the figs themselves? Amaravina, so Ravina says, no, we're talking about a case, and this is where we have the other Metzias of a partial guarding. Ba'omer Shmarta Midavar Shemitamo, below Midavar Apostlo. That's the case in this Tosefta. The guy said, I guarded, there is no Tuma here that could have been transmitted. That I guarded it from anything that would have been Metamayit to make somebody else Tame. I guarded it. I did not guard it from a Dover Apostlo. So yeah, the shovel might have become Tamei, but only in a puzzle kind of way. Meaning Tamei where it couldn't have been Matami anything else. That's what I guard. That's what I did not guard it from. But I did guard it from any Tuma that it could have gotten and then could have been Matami something else. So just like here, you see there's something, a partial Shmira, Heichi Timsi, so too in the previous case. Lamaisa, why did we bring about this past 15 lines for the next three words? Mikol Makom Kasha, but step back for a second. We have a question. Because what do you see from this whole discussion here? The only problem here is because there was a partial shmira. But let's say the guy said, I guarded it totally. I guarded these figs from any type of tumah. Then it would be tahar, even though he didn't realize what was in it. Even though he didn't realize there was a shovel in it. Even though he didn't realize that there was oil instead of wine. So we're back to the question on the previous statements of, does a hesek hadas immediately create tumah? Yeah?
How does the madreif itself become?
So let's say a sheretz. Let's say a sheretz went on
he
it.
He put his hand in.
No, he put his hand in, but I'm saying, but let's say that's not the...
It was coming from the hand.
I'm saying, but that's... No, but the hand is a sheni, but I think we're worried in general that he's guarding it, not dafka from when he put his hand in. I'm sorry? Right, so that's... Rashi deals with right? At the end of that Rashi. Okay. But it's there is a hechi tipsy of the tumah happening. Guarding something from Tumah and Pasla, I guess you have your radar for only certain things. You have your radar out for only certain things. That's what Gemara says. Is there such a Hechi Timsi? Gemara says yes. Is it just a halachic question? Is it a Metzias question? Would somebody do it? Or is it done? Okay. But before we answer the question again and get to some of the Svaras, Gemara has another question. The O Masav Rebbe Bar Ovua. Most of them, we have another question from a story. Maisa Bishacha Shabbos of Rebbe Shmuel. Woman comes in front of Rabbi Yishmael. V'amrlo Rabbi beged zeh arakta b'tahara. She says, Rabbi, I made this beged, I sewed this beged b'tahara. V'lo haya b'libi l'shomer b'tahara. But once it's been made, you know what, I didn't focus and have kavana to guard it b'tahara. I'm basically pretty sure, I know from the time that it became a beged. Rashi quotes, gimel al-gimel atzmos. Once it became the size of a beged, I know it didn't touch Tumah, but I didn't focus on guarding it. I didn't have that level of shmira, like the Ramban writes, like we said before. The extra level focus. So I didn't focus on it. When we talk B'digo Shai Rabbi Shmuel Botka, through the questions and the Drisha V'Chakira that Rabbi Shmuel did in this case, Amr Lo Rabbi, so it came out that she told her, she told him, Nida Mashchibi B'Chevel, that while she was making it, there was a Nida that helped stretch out some of the strings. So Rabbi Shmuel realizes that even though she didn't see any Tuma, but because she didn't have that level of Shmira, so she remembered that there was a Nida who was Matami this in the process. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kamagdolim Devar Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, how great are the words of the rabbis. Same thing he said in Masechta Shabbos when he almost turned the nair. Right? Kamagdola Maisa Divrei Chachamim. Shahaya Omer Belibo Shamar Tahar, Ein Belibo Shamar Tameh. Because Chazal say only if you're focused on guarding it is a Tahar, but Ein Belibo Shamar is Tameh. One story. Another story. Shumaisa Misha Achash Vasavanei Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Lo Rebbe, Mapazu Arakti Batara. Again, I made this Beged Batara, Velohaya Belibo Shomra. And I know that no Tuma went on it, but I wasn't focused on it. Again, through the checking out that Rabbi Shmuel did, he realized that what happened was, before it became a beged, there was one part of the knot that she had to tie in, and she had put it in her mouth. She had put it in her mouth in order to hold one of the strings, and at that time, she was a nida, or a zava, some type of woman who is Tameya, and any liquid that comes from that type of woman is Tameh, is also an Abba Toma. And what could have happened was that even, she put it in her mouth before it was a baguette, but it could be that even after it became a baguette, that moist saliva was still on it, and that moist saliva is an Abba Toma. And therefore this is Tameh anyway. Then Amar Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael again exclaims, Kamagdolan Divrei Chachamim, Sheha Omer Beliba Lashom Ratar, Ein Beliba Lashom Ratameh. So again, how great are the words of the rabbis who say that you need a positive Shmira? End of the whole question. Because what's the question? Rashi says, look at the first wide line in Rashi. Tani miyas, balabar l'shamra tar. You see from all these stories, though, that if there was a focus on the Shmira, it would be good enough, even if you lacked a little bit of information exactly what the object was. So how could we say earlier, now finally, we're back to the earlier. How could we say earlier, the three statements, that if there's a little lack of information, if it dropped, what were the three cases? The scarf dropped, the other one picks it up. Number two, I took the wrong suit out of the closet. Number three, I just switched, the two women switched the clothing. All those cases, the Gemara says earlier, are Tamei, because of the slight Hesach Hadas, but why should they be Tamei? Is it there if you have a good Shmira, so it shouldn't be Tamei, it shouldn't be called Hesach Hadas. That's the question that we're up to now. How could something on the loom? That's the point. They said I guarded it since it's been on the loom. So I'm saying, so what in the second case? In the second case, you're right. At the moment that the saliva went on it, it was not. But then it became a beged, and we're worried that the saliva was still on it when it became a beged, and therefore it's a chiddush that the avatuma was put on the beged at the time when it wasn't a kabbal tuma, and then though it was still there. And also in the first case that it did it after it became a beged. Yeah, saliva is an avatuma. Saliva of a zav or a nid of a zav or a nid is an avatuma. Says the Gemara now, second by line. Here we go. Fish Muller Blazer writes Sadok Kolachas Va'achas Omeres Chaverti Aishes Am Haaretz. We'll read the four lines and then we'll have three discussions on them. Kolachas Va'achas Omeres Chaverti Aishes Am Haaretz Umas Chadaiti Mina. You know what the problem is in the case of Blazer Reb Sadok with the third case, the case with the women, because each woman doesn't really know the other woman, and the woman says, you know what, my friend's an Aishes Am Haaretz. So my friend probably, right when I realize that my friend's wearing my robe, so I think to myself, I don't know if she's a chavera. So I stop thinking about that beged. I stop thinking about my beged, so I have an automatic hesach hadas. Because, you know, I'm not thinking about it, because I don't know who this woman is. I don't know what status she is. So I say, oh, it's farfallen. My beged is tameh. That's why there's a hesach hadas when the clothing is switched. Also in case number two, in the case of taking out your Shabbos clothes instead of your weekday clothes, and you think it's your weekday clothes, given the kelim de Shabbos of aluhu shimer tvei masach daitaminayu, since you usually have a higher level of shmira, you guard your Shabbos clothes even physically. You make sure it doesn't get as dirty. Right, we're very careful with our Shabbos clothes. So once I think that they're weekday clothes, so you realize that there's a hesach hadas, and that might create tumah because I'm not as makpid on these clothes. Right? If we're wearing a tuxedo, if we're wearing the fancier the clothes, we're focused more on it. So because I'm focused, so if I don't have that, so then maybe it becomes tameh because of that hesach hadas. Again, we'll talk about each of these more. Sorry? Oh, what about, why doesn't it just go down to weekday, Tara? We'll get to that. And finally, number three, El Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, Nevelu Shimur, Biyadir Dechav, right? But according to Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, who was the first case, what's the problem if I ask my friend to pick up my scarf and she picked it up? So why is that, Tamei? Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka, Ein Adam Mishamer, Masha Biyad Chaveiro. No, there's a Chazaka, there's a halachic assumption, a person doesn't guard what's in the hand of their friend. Why is this? Arashi said earlier, the second that I know that I tell my friend to pick it up, my friend knows that I didn't ask them if they were tummy or not. So who knows what happened to this second? I don't know what's on my friend's hands. I don't know when they picked it up. But obviously, I didn't make a big fuss when I said, please pick it up. So they didn't care if it was Tameh or Taharas. Therefore, I give up. I didn't tell them. So I know that they didn't know that I asked. So that's why, because of this, there's this chazakah. Okay. Three discussions, one on each line. Number one, so the Gemara first said, in Rabbi Elazar Reb Sadok, I say that I think that, oh, my friend's an Eishes Am Haaretz, so therefore I have a Hesach Hadas. Asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, so what's what I think about them? If they're not really in Eishes Am Haaretz, so then who cares that I have a Hesach Hadas? They're guarding it from me. If she's an Eishes Chaveira, what's the Gemara saying? Because I'm Choshesh that she is in Eishes Am Haaretz, so therefore that's going to create Tumah, and that's a Hesach Hadas. But so what? So what the Rabbi has a chadas, they're still guarding it, and she's really not an Eishes Am Haaretz. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it must be, you see from here, he says it's a little difficult, but he says, you see from here, it must be that Hesach Hadas is what's called a psul haguf, and not a psul tumah. Hesach Hadas is about a personal connection to my items. Psul haguf, we had this discussion towards the end of Maseches Pesachim, it's a psul haguf, a personal idea, and not one that is a psul of tumah, because really there is no tumah here, just because I think something, but she's guarding it. So it must be that the Hesach Hadas, quoted in the Gemara here, is about a personal connection to this item. One. Second point. The Gemara says, that by Shabbos Kalim, since I usually do have a higher standard of thinking of Shmir by my Shabbos clothes, so therefore it's considered a Hesach Hadas. Asks again, Rabbi Yosef Engel, asks the Chazon Ish, but what do you mean? At least you did the level of Shmira for weekday clothes, so why does it become Tameh? It should at least be Tar for Trumah, for the next level down. Why is it that because you didn't guard it like you usually guard Shabbos clothes, because you didn't know it was Shabbos clothes, it was just weekday clothes, why does it automatically become Tameh? Why do you lose everything? So, three different answers in the Rishonim, two in the Achronim. So the Tosas Rid gives a very balabatish Pashut answer, and that is no, because right when you take out your clothes and you realize that you were wrong, you're misyayish. Oh, what did I do? I'm upset. You're utsuv, says the Tosas Rid. So then you mamash have it Hesach Hadas, because you don't focus on it anymore, because you're so upset that you took out the wrong clothes. So he says, No, you don't even do the regular shimur because you're so upset. The quote is quoted the Bepini Arab. If you have to quote a story that one time one of the shomerim was with Rav Soloveitchik when he came from Boston. When he came in from Boston every week, so one time he came in on a Tuesday and he picked him up from the airport and he brought him back to his apartment and was having a cup of coffee before he went to the shiur, and all of a sudden the coffee spilled all over Rav Soloveitchik, and the guy's like, oh man, he's burned, and he's like trying to get paper towels, and Rav Soloveitchik, he just hears him mumbling under his breath, it's my fault. He's like, Rebbe, it's my fault. What's meaning? It's your fault. Accidents happen. So Rav Shadrach writes him in Pnei Arav. He said, Rebbe, what happened? He said, this morning when I got dressed, I was in Boston and it was kind of dark in the room, and I put on my suit for yeshiva. And after I got dressed, I realized I'm wearing my Shabbos suit. I said, okay, forget it. Okay, whatever. I'm ready. Have it on. I got to go. So he says, look what happened. You know, I spilled all over. You get when you take out the wrong thing, you know, it makes you a little upset and it makes you a little asuf. Okay, Gedolim can take Simon Min HaShemayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give them messages. Okay, but that's the Tosos Rit. But there are two other fascinating answers given. Rabbi Yosef Engel gives an answer here. If you have a Gilyon Yashas, look inside, it's beautiful. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, again, what's the question? Why is it that it automatically, if I don't think it's Shabbos clothes, then automatically it's Tameh? The higher level of Kedusha of something, the more susceptible to Tumah it is. And the more fragile it is. So once I say it's Big Day Shabbos, and I don't treat it like Big Day Shabbos, then the whole thing is batal. You're right, Big Day Chol, if I treat it like Big Day Chol, it has a certain level of Tara, Big Day Chol. But once I have the potential, once it's Big Day Shabbos, it has that level of Kedusha. So then, the higher they are, the greater they fall. The psul hezach adas hu rak lufi masha hadover bar shimur, kach posa bo hezach adas. Masha hu bar shimur, hine kamke kefi erich hayoser bar shimur, kach hu apsul shalo. And godel, shimur godel, gon kelem de Shabbos, lufi in yonem umalasam, heim kelem miyuchadim le Shabbos, heim b'nei shmir gedolam u'ula, and therefore, a little hezach adas ruins it. L'mada redoma, he doesn't quote it, but I thought that this fits beautifully with a mesha chachma. We mentioned this ever before. But Shachma writes in Parshas B'Shalach on the pasuk Ad Yavaram Hashem Ad Yavaram Zukanisa deals with a question that many of the Rishonim deal with, and that is the two kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. We know Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael twice. First time they went in with Yeshua ben Nun, they went in, they conquered, they were mighty, they Yericho, the walls fell down, unbelievable kedusha, and yet that kedusha was batel. It was batel when they left. Well, how'd they go up the second time with Ezra? They went in, they had permission, they walked in, they settled the land, what's called Chazaka. The first was Kibush, power, and the second one was Chazaka. And yet we know, according to many Rishonim, the second one lasted. Kitsha Shnia, Kitsha Lashayza, Kitsha Lasalavo. So why should it be that the first one was Batel, the first one was strength and Kibush, and the second one is Chazaka, which seems to be a weaker type of going in, and that one lasts? Kibush versus Chazaka. So many different answers given. Says the Meshech Chachma, exactly the same point that Rabbi Yosef Engel says here, but he throws in a Gemara to back him up. The Gemara says in Bechoros Mem Zayin. This is again in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tezayin, in Parshas Bishalach. The Gemara says in Bechoros, Leviya Shenev Elas Bilaznus, a Leviya who is Mizaneh, a Bas Levi, she could still eat Meiser. She's allowed to still eat Meiser. A Kohenes that's Mizaneh, she's like a Zara. She's like a Zara, she can't eat Shubh, she can't eat Meiser. So he asked Rebbe Shachachma, what's going on here? What do you mean? A Leviya is on a lower level, she can still eat Meiser if she's Nevelas, while a Kohenes is not? Says the Meshech Chachma, because the Kohenes has a higher level of Kedusha, so any slight stain on that Kedusha ruins her, and she's lost, and therefore she can't even eat Meiser, while the lower level is better. Lower level, you're a Leviya, it's okay. Kedusha Rishona, says the Meshech Chachma, that was the Aron going through the Yardin, the Kohenim's feet, it's unbelievable. Awesome Kedusha. But if you have the greater Kedusha, it's lost in an easier fashion. It's like a bigger, if you have a bigger balloon, one slight little pop makes the whole thing lost. So that's the Meshech Chachma. Kedusha Rishon is by Kibush. It was a greater Kibush. You're right. But that's why it got lost easier. It's more fragile. Masha'enke, when it comes to the second one, Chazaka, that was quieter, that was more simple, and therefore it lasted. So that's the Meshech Chachma over there. It's the same thing with what Yosef Engel says here. By Big Day Shabbos, once you don't have that Shmiras, then you lose everything. It's worse than Big Day Chol. That was all answer number two. We have the Tosas Rid, we have the Meshech Chachma, the Yosef Engel, and finally one more with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, because Chazal didn't really give you a finite what does Shmira mean, Imkain Kaldavar Nitzrach Lishmar Kafir Regila Shalola Shomro. Every item needs Shmira as it's usually guarded. And if it doesn't have its usual guarding of Shmira, that's the halacha of Hezekadas Tameh. In other words, it's all about potential. If the normal potential that this item is used for is Shmira level of Shabbos. If you don't have that, they don't touch levels, you don't go down one level. If the potential of it is not used, so then the whole thing falls apart. So related to this, I think you can relate, Api Machshava, then it's Siv. Then it's Siv at the end of Parshas Bo, where it says there, the halacha Pidyon Bachar. We know that every firstborn of a kosher animal has Kedusha, but of a non-kosher animal, nothing except for the firstborn of a donkey. Firstborn of a donkey, petach hamar tiftevaseh. You have to switch that with a sheep, and you have to do this whole process. What if you decide you don't want to do anything with your petach hamar? You want to keep your petach hamar. The halacha is you got to break its neck, got to kill it, can't use it. Petach hamar, it's an aser bahana. So ask the nitziv al pi machshava in the Hamak Dover. Why do you have to break its neck? So you didn't do the mitzvah of redeeming it. Says the Nitziv, if you have an animal, this petach hamar could be used for Kedusha. It has so much potential, and you don't use it, and it doesn't fulfill its Kedusha, it's better off dead. Unbelievable. Says the Nitziv, lost potential. You don't use the potential. Laharas lona shabacharsha ma'abedes kocho. Ve'ino rotze gamlios mahane lanshi maila. Eino kedai ba'olamo. Dezeklal gadol demisha hu ro'i lios b'maila. V'hu misrapimizeh garuahu. Mimisha eino ro'i lakach. That might be the pshat. He doesn't quote it to the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Gadol should greater that a person is Nivra or not Nivra. Now that he's Nivra, Yifashmi B'Maisel, we have to do our best. But again, that's the issue of potential. That's the Chazon Ish number three. Does Big Day Shabbos have the potential of such a high level of Shmira and he didn't do it? So the whole thing is farfallen. Unlike Big Day Chol, which just has the lower level. The first Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. What the potential they had. The potential they had, right? It's different Shatim. Okay, one more week to Lagba Omer. Okay. That's number two. And number three, one final point, and then we will turn over. So on the last line, Chazaka ain't out the Meshavim Mashaviyat Chaveiros. There's a Chazaka, even in the first place, where the other person picked up the scarf, a person doesn't guard what's in their friend's hand. It says the Meiri, that some learn from this Gemara that a goy is allowed to knead the matzahs. A goy is allowed to knead the matzahs. Because a goy is not allowed to knead the matzahs. Because in adam mishamer, you need shmira by matzah, ushmartam as a matzahs. Therefore, in adam mishamer mashabiyat chaveiro, and therefore, a Jew has to do the kneading by the matzahs and not a goy. Says the Meiri, I disagree. Shmira by matzah is from chametz. It's not the same thing as karbanis. So as long as you guard it from chametz, it's not a problem. So the Meiri quotes that daya and then rejects it. But this is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch also wonders in the mitzvah of, I think it's mitzvah matzah, yeah, in mitzvah yud. He also wonders, you know, where you would get such an idea of lishma by matzah. We know by get, it says v'kasav la, la l'shma, by get, and by sefer Torah, there's an adin of l'shma. Where in the Torah, or where in Shas, says the Minchas Chinuch, he says, I've wondered this, I wish somebody would show me. I don't know where it is in Shas that you have an idea that you, that shmira, it says shmata mitzvah matzahs. That means make sure it doesn't become chametz. Where do you have this idea of l'shem, matzahs, mitzvah? He says, lo habayshan lomed, and therefore lo evosh, I don't know where this is. So therefore, in the next paragraph, he says, ah, it must be based on this Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Chaf. It must be this Gemara that says, Ein Adam Mishamer Masha Biad Chaveiro. That must be the source of this idea of having Matzos L'shma. So here's an interesting discussion there, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch Yud. But just one final point on this. If you're Medayik in the Lashon, Ein Adam Mishamer Masha Biad Chaveiro. Ask of Rav Tzvi Pesach, what about Mishin Matzos? What about Mishin Matzos? That's not in your hand, but it's also not Biad Chaveiro. So he says, I don't think it would be a problem, machine matzahs. That's also considered shmira. Why? Because it's meduig, mashabiyat chaveiro is a problem. But if it's just not in your hand, the Gemara doesn't say that. Dafka mashabiyat chaveiro would be a problem. So the Mikrai Kodesh, Rav Pesach writes that that would not be a problem. There's a big discussion I saw some Akronim say, comparing, you know, this type of shmira versus what's needed by matzah. You know, shmira by hektish, you might not compare at all to matzah. You know, that's more related to just preventing chametz, but that's a general question. Does chaveiro come to rule out a guy? So again, that's the discussion in the Meiri. Here, it's even in the hands of a Jew, it's no good. So ask the Gemara now, what?
Bake your own matzahs.
Ask the Gemara, last word. Velo, so now we're back. Is it really true that what's in somebody else's hands is not considered guarded? Hatanya, the Tosafta says, turning over, Harisha, Yuchamar, Vapal, and Tu'un, and Taris. Let's say I have donkey drivers and workers, they're carrying my Taris, and they're on the road, and I'm behind them. Even though they're far away in front of me, taharos of taharos, my stuff is still tar. That's going to be the kasher. What do you mean? It's in Be'yad Chaveiro, so why is that tar? But first, the Tosefta continues, you go and I'll catch up. Meaning you specifically tell them you're not right behind them. So then, you've given them the leeway because you've said that I'm not right behind you, I'll catch up to you. So now they're not as careful, therefore they're tamei. So Gemara says, what's the difference between the cases? So Amar Bislag Nafka, the ratio, and along the way, as we give shot in this price, so we'll answer our question. Amar Bislag Nafka, Reisha b'matar chamara v'balavakach. No, you know why they're in the Reisha? When they have it, it's still tahar? Because you dunked your workers in the mikvah. You were matful them. That's why they're tahar. That's why your items are tahar. So yachay seifanami. So l'chor, that's what the Seif is talking about also. So why in the Seif is it tamei? So ein am ha'aris makon amaga chaveiro. You're right, you dunked them, but they won't be, let's say a friend of theirs comes over and comes to say hello to them. They're not so makbid that their friends shouldn't touch your stuff. So back yachay reishanami. So also the reishadut, they're not makbid that their friends touch. So babalem derech ha'kalaso. No, they're worried that you might take a shortcut and meet them and cut them off at the pass. And therefore they're worried that they won't let their friends touch it, because maybe the owner's going to be there. So yachi seifanami, so going back, so the seifa too, they should be worried about it. Why is it tame? Right? The idea of mirsas comes up in hashkacha a lot. Mirsas, is the owner worried that a mashgiach, a rav, somebody's going to walk in? So he answers the Gemara finally, kiva, da'ama lehu, lehu, v'ani avo acharechem, misbach samchadatayu. No, because you told them that go and I'll catch up, so they know they have some leeway, and therefore they'll let their friends touch it. Period. So that's why there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Final parak in Seder Moed. Chomer b'kodesh mi b'tshuma. So the first Mishnah lists off all the differences between Karbanis and Shruma. Maybe not all, most. 11 of them. Chomer b'kodesh mi b'tshuma. There's a Chomer from Kodesh from Shruma. But because it's Erev Shabbos, Parshas, Achrimas Kedoshim, I gotta say over, our Magalis HaShas, Al Pidrash. Chomer b'kodesh. Chumra, how do you take the Chumrius, the Gashmius, and make it Kodesh? How you Makadesh it? How do you Makadesh the Chomer? But Shruma, your Merim, you separate, you lift yourself up out of the normal life. Kedoshim Tiyu, Kadesh Asmacha B'Mutterlach. Right, you have to be Makadesh and sanctified. That's Chomer B'Kodesh, Mi B'Shruma. Mi B'Shruma doesn't work out so well. But he says, quoting the first Vard in the Makalat Hashas, in this parak, he relates it to our Pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu. That is the Menachem Mendel Mi Vishava. The Sheiris Menachem. Okay. Chomer b'kodesh b'ibat shuma. So the first chomer should be in lekelim b'doch kelim b'shuma v'lo kodesh. And the Gemara is going to talk about each of these. Why yes and why no. Let's say you have to be tovel two kelim. So you're allowed to put one inside the other loosely for shuma, but not for kodesh. You're not allowed to put one inside the other. Acharayim b'tochu beisat svita b'shuma v'lo b'kodesh. When it comes to shuma, the three parts of a kli, the back of the kli, the inside of the kli, and the beis hatzvita of the kli, which the Gemara will talk about what that is, all those are considered separate for truma, meaning one part of it becomes tamei, the other part is not automatically tamei. Avalo b'kodesh, but for karbanas, you have to treat them all as one kli. Three, hanosi as a medrash, hanosi as a truma, avalo as a kodesh. Let's say a person touched medrash. What is medrash? Literally, medrash means trampling. But medrash includes mishkav and moshav hazav. Just mention one point about that. Usually, tuma is transferable down. An av touches something, it makes it a rishon. A rishon makes it a sheni. There are one or two exceptions. One of them is a din d'oraisa from last week's parsha, and that's called mishkav and moshav hazav. If a zav or a zava or a nida, any of those people sit on a chair, a cushion, a pillow, anything that's normally sat on, so even though they themselves are an av, the chiddush haTorah is that they create an av also. What they sit on is also an av. The mishkav of a zav, the moshav of a zav, the anything, the couch of Azav, that's also an avatumah. That's called medrash, or a pillow. So that's what it, we'll talk about, hopefully in the future, why that should be, if we could give any svara for it. But the Mishnah here says, let's say a person is carrying the medrash. That means the person is carrying that pillow that he sat on, he's carrying an av. So the person's a rishon. Says the Gemara, nosi as a truma v'lo as a kodesh. But he can carry truma, but he can't carry kodesh. Again, the Gemara will, how can he carry truma if he's not touching the truma? Let's say it's in a barrel that's made out of cheres, Rashi says. So there's an isser still for him to carry the kodesh, but not truma. Again, the Gemara will discuss why. Big de ochle truma medrash la kodesh. One more line, and then I'll leave the rest. Big de ochle truma medrash la kodesh. The begadim of an ochle truma are medrash la kodesh, as we mentioned earlier in the previous parak. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is very short. Menachem will pick up with this tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop. Lo kamidas la kodesh. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family. L'zeichanishma simaracha basa rab tzvi aryeh. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.